Listen, folks, I'm going to have to stop for a minute because I've lost the voice. This is the worst thing I've ever witnessed.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star, oh, glowing sphere, gleaming beacon, brilliant flaming orb, giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Monday, May 9th, tune into all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM. Including at 9 a.m., it's time for the Hudson Valley Congressional Report, with updates about the news, the votes, and more from the representatives in the Hudson Valley and the candidates who want to replace them in November. At 11 a.m., there are Women's Voices from Brendan Donegan, live from the WGXC Hudson studio on his Playing Favorites show. He'll tune in Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, Kitty Wells, and more until noon, when it's time for Johnny Greenwood, Charles Mingus, Steve Ali, and others on the Deep Threes program. Then at 2 p.m., there is brand new music from around the world on the Vital Weekly show, this week with tracks from Fabio Orsi, Hannes Loschel, and Quattar Bozzini. There are shortwave radio songs at 3 p.m., and then Kieran Riley is live from Housatonic in Western Massachusetts at 4 o'clock with the WGXC Afternoon Show. At 7 p.m., it's time for Law and Disorder. 8 p.m., Bontenance Radio has tracks from Yemi Alidi, Gene Knight, and Yuna Wah, among others. Then there's Tom Zay, Bitchin' Bajas, and the Body Dillaway Head Group on In My Room Radio at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM. WGXC.
If only it was so simple.
Oh, Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I am the adult member of Bound by Books, and I live in Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm 11, and I'm from Hudson. And also, though, remember there's Amelia and Mashuda. They're legally adults. So
yeah, that's true. I thought of it as soon as I said it.
I'm Amelia. I'm one of the legally adult members of Bound by Books, and I also live in Hudson.
My name's Jada, and I live in Hudson. Near it, at least.
My name's Fatia, and I'm also from Hudson, and I'm 8 years old.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
And all of us are at the very least young at heart, although some of you might be old souls. Who knows? Some of the younger members. But we talk about books that are of interest to young readers, whether kids, tweens, or teens. And that's what we're going to do today. Hooray! And bookish things, sorry, not just books, bookish things as well. Who would like to get us started today?
I'll start if you want me to.
Okay.
I've started a literary theory class in college, so I'm going to be reading a lot of interesting stuff. I'm going to be rereading a lot. And one of the stories that they've given us as an option to read is from a anthology called Octavia's Brood, I think, which has a lot of sci-fi themed stories in it. It's called The Token Superhero, and it takes place in a world where certain children are born with a gene that gives them superpowers. And there's what's known as the baseline powers, and then there are extra powers that you could get. Like, the baseline is super strength, super speed, bulletproof skin, and then extras would be like being able to breathe underwater, or being able to stretch your body, or being able to set things on fire. And it's about a kid who is born with this gene and ends up joining a superhero group, where he starts to realize that superheroes aren't really superheroes. They're more of just like glorified celebrities in this world. And it's an interesting like deconstruction of that genre, like the whole superhero genre in general. And I can't wait to read it. I have not finished it yet. I've got halfway through it today. But it looks really fun, really interesting.
That does sound really good. I haven't read the collection before. I was looking up who all of the authors are to see if it was anyone that I recognized. But I love Octavia Butler, who it's sort of inspired by. Are you reading the whole book or just select stories from it?
I'm just reading that one story right now. But when I'm done with my work, I might go on to read some more because they all look very interesting.
Yeah, you'll have to report back if you read more. Love a good short story. And sci-fi is fun. Does anyone else on here ever read sci-fi?
Me, but only if it's like age appropriate, because I don't feel like reading like adult sci-fi where, you know, robot plus human equals hybrid baby type stories.
How is that even possible? That sounds more like fantasy than science fiction.
It has to do with robots and technology. It's science fiction.
Well, if they're breeding with humans, I don't know. I don't know what the science is.
Remember,
to that.
It's science fiction.
Mm-hmm. I like my science fiction heavy on the science.
Low on the fiction.
Me and you have different opinions of science fiction in that case, because I have a I don't know if I know there's supposed to be science and science fiction, but
I like high
it
on
seems
the fiction.
So it's really exhausting to read a bunch of exposition about why the science fiction things work the way they do.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Like, give me bits of it throughout the story, but if you begin a story with, this is a spaceship, this is how the spaceship works, I'm going to start to feel like I'm reading a textbook.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Like,
I do want a lot of fiction in my
I like my science fiction high on the fiction, and yeah. Pretty much.
I like the social aspects of science fiction. Like, if you give me an alien planet and hand me a book about the history of this alien planet and how the aliens work and how their society works, I will be entertained for hours. I would read that. But that's like more, that's a more of a social studies thing. And I think it just reflects the same classes I liked in high school. I liked social studies more than science and math. So if you like world build an alien planet, I'll find that really entertaining. But other people might find that more boring. It's all interesting.
I just like there being, so it doesn't have to be a long description. Like, again, I don't want, like you said, a textbook description of how a world works. But I like the idea of that there's some scientific reasoning that something could happen, if that makes sense. So it's not just like, there's robots, so therefore it's science fiction. But it has to be that there's something about the world that's tied to science. Otherwise, it's just fiction that has robots.
I think scientists have proven that there has to be other life out there because, well, in our solar system, we are the only planet that things can live on, most likely, because we're the only planet in our solar system in the Goldilocks zone. So we're not too close to the sun, but not too far. But there are countless, like trillions and trillions, over trillions, like octillions, as many illions as you could go up, stars in the universe, and each star is the star of a solar system. So there's got to be much other life out there. Because in other solar systems, there can be several planets in the Goldilocks zone, but it's very unlikely that we could make it out because I think that it would take 36 years for the fastest rocket ever to make it out of our solar system. So there's low chances of us ever meeting other life, but there's probably other life out there.
There's no life that can exist that is like us. But what hasn't been talked about much is life that is not like us, that doesn't need air and water and that stuff to survive. Other types of life forms. So there might be like extremely small Jupiter aliens, Jupiterians, whatever it's called, and really small Neptunians, or like giants. So only life forms that we know about can't exist on any other planet, but what about life forms that we don't?
Until you just said that, I had never thought about like, what would life forms on all the other planets be called? Because we hear Martians all the time. But I don't know about those other ones. Saturnians? Neptuners? Who knows? Something to think about.
Oh, maybe if someone was like dueling, some human space rangers were dueling some Saturns in like some sort of game, they could say, sayonara Saturn. Wait, sayonara Saturn. Sayonara Saturnanas. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, perhaps moving back to Earth, who has a book? Does anyone have a book set on planet Earth to talk about?
Me.
Go for it, Georgia.
So my book, I don't know what it'd be categorized as, fantasy or it's not horror. I mean, there's a ghost, but it's not scary. I'd say it's fantasy. It's a non-scary ghost. So this is a really good graphic novel that I read on Libby. It's called Seance Tea Party, and it's a really good graphic novel. It's a middle-aged graphic novel. So it's pretty much this girl who's 12 and all her friends are going to parties and doing all this teenagery stuff, and she just wants to stay a kid and play games and do all that. And she used to have an imaginary friend named Alexa, and one day, she's going through stuff in her attic, and she finds a ghost. She meets her, and her name is Alexa, and they become friends again. And I'm going to read the description. Growing up is terrible. No one has time to play outside or use their imagination or do anything fun. Who wants that? Not Laura. She's determined to still have fun, even after her friends all seem to fade away with their new interests and new friends. Magical Tea Party introduces Laura to Alexa, the ghost that haunts her house. Alexa will be a kid forever, but what will happen as Laura continues to get older?
That sounds really fun. I looked it
up. Yeah, it's a great book.
I had to turn down the volume because my Alexa started freaking out.
I was wondering about that.
That was kind of funny.
Sorry, listeners. Yes, that's by Ramana Yi. Yes, if people are interested in that book and they have a Hudson Area Library or other Mid-Hudson Library System library card, you can borrow it through Libby or Overdrive app. and check it out. It's possible there's print copies too, but you could be like Georgia and read on your iPad or tablet or computer or phone. I just placed a hold, because why not? Sounds good. I hadn't heard of that one before.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was just looking around for new cool graphic novels, and it came up. And also next week, I'll share a book that I just started reading last night. I've been given it to by like three different people, and it's a novel. It's really good so far. It's called When the Sea Turned to Silver, and I'm going to share that next week because I'm not even a quarter through now.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm like
looking forward to hearing about it.
Through.
Hey, thanks for sharing. How about Jada? Do you have a book you wanted to share?
Yeah, so Georgia got me interested in Mr. Walliams, and so I've been like looking at books on him and things, and so I found this book called The Boy in the Dress. It's by him, and Georgia, you were right. Most of his books are illustrated by Quentin Blake, at least the covers.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the covers.
Really?
Yeah, some of them have like badges that says illustrated by Quentin Blake.
Wait, what? Hold on, let me check my copy.
I don't know if it's on that one, but most of his books do.
Demon Dentist is illustrated by Tony Ross on mine.
Yeah, but the other books that he wrote are by Quentin Blake.
It looks like it's a mix. It's like a,
really?
A head-to-head battle
That's
between
so
Tony
cool.
Ross and Quentin Blake. He likes them both, I guess. But anyways, can you tell us about your story that you were reading?
I'm halfway done with it, and it's about this boy that really likes fashion and stuff, and so he tries to sneak a Vogue magazine inside his house, but his father catches him, and then he meets this girl named Lisa, who he had a crush on because she's really pretty, and then Lisa dresses him all up, and he pretends that he's a girl, and that's as far as I go, so... It's a really good book.
Oh, I know a book similar to that. It's called The Prince and the Dressmaker. It's similar to that, except it's a prince and a dressmaker.
I love that book.
It's set in medieval times. Oh, you read that one?
Yeah, that's Jen Wang, I think. I love that. It's a graphic novel.
It's a great book.
Well, it's cool that you all have found this new author that you like, David Walliams.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Both of the books that you've mentioned sound really good.
Yeah, definitely. They're great books. Well, I haven't read AJ's, but I'm guessing that's great because she has great taste.
That's the truth. Speaking of great taste, Fatia, what do you have to share today?
I have a poem that I really like the sound of. The title of it was The Best Friend Poem for Me. Best friend, who is they? Best friend who... give you a hand. Best friend is someone you trust. Best friend is someone who goes through the good and bad times. Best friends is the best person to you. Best friend is the person who is the world in your eyes. Best friend is the person who makes you laugh and cry. Best friend is me, as Kate and Katie. I really like that poem because it shows that best friends are really like helpful and nice. And my favorite part of that poem was like best friend is someone you trust, because it sounded so important to me.
Yeah, that's a lovely poem. Trust is a very good quality to have in a best friend.
Definitely agree. If you can't trust a best friend, I mean, they're not really a best friend if you can't trust them.
Thank you for sharing that poem, Fatia. I have a book to share as well that I read over the weekend, and it is called Stunt Boy in the Meantime by Jason Reynolds, with drawings by Raoul III. And it is a novel, but it uses... the illustrations, it's almost like it's close to being a graphic novel. Like there's the illustrations really work with the text very well. And they have like parts with speech bubbles, but it is an actual novel. It doesn't have like the panels of a graphic novel. And I really love Jason Reynolds' writing in general. And then Raoul III's artwork is really cool. I have read a lot of comic books by him. He's also written graphic novels, but I haven't read his graphic novels yet. But it is a story of a kid named Portico Reeves, who lives in an apartment building that he refers to as a castle because it's this huge building. And he and his best friend are really into superheroes, and they decide that they are both superheroes. And so his superhero name is Stunt Boy, and he wants to try to keep his family and his friends safe. And it's like his secret identity, like many superheroes have. And he has like an arch nemesis in the building. And then at one point they find out that there's a super in their building, and they think he's a superhero, but it's like the super of an apartment building, a person that maintains the building. But a big part of the story, aside from all of that, is that his parents are fighting a lot and are planning to move to separate apartments. And so they frequently throughout the story, when they start fighting, they'll tell him to go see his friend in the meantime or go do this in the meantime. So that's why it's called Stunt Boy in the meantime. But he thinks of it as the meantime because that's when they're fighting. Oh, one thing I didn't mention is that he has what they refer to as the frets, or he calls the frets, but he has anxiety that gets exacerbated by this fighting that his parents is doing. So that's something that he's also dealing with throughout the book, which I'm sure a lot of young people can relate to, and old people too. Us old people have anxiety as well. But it's a really good book. It's really fun. I actually listened to the audio recording, which I often, especially with graphic novels, when there's audio recordings, I'm confused by them because it's such a visual medium. And because this book had so many pictures in it, I wasn't sure about listening to the audio, but the audio recording was really good. It was really entertaining. The like vocal performers were great. And so what I did was I would listen to it and then I would look at the pictures. So like every once in a while, I would kind of pause the audio and look at the pictures, or sometimes I would look at it while it was being read, because I think it is worth seeing the artwork because Raoul III's artwork is so cool. But the audio recording was really good. Probably one of the more entertaining audio books I've listened to in a long time. But yeah, that's Stump Boy in the Meantime by Jason Reynolds, with drawings by Raoul III. So if anyone wants to check out the books that were talked about on today's show, they're all available to borrow through the library, either as print books or ebooks. I'm not sure about Fatia's poem. That might be in a book. I'm not sure, but I'm sure you can find it online or find another poem online that you will enjoy. But before we wrap it up for today, does anyone have anything that they're excited about coming up, or any next reads on their to-read list?
I'm not sure what I'm going to read next. I think I kind of want to check out the poems of T.S. Eliot. Totally not because I saw the musical Cats last night. That can't be the reason why. But yeah, I think I want to check out some of those.
How was Cats?
It was really, really good and really, really fun. Yeah. I love that musical.
Oh, you saw the play, not the movie, right?
Oh my God. No, I didn't see the movie. Absolutely not. No, I saw it at Proctor's.
Yeah, cool. I was like, wow, I'm surprised you liked it. It got pretty panned.
Yeah, no, I...
but not the play.
It's the play is great. The musical itself is great. My dad has the movie recorded. I'm scared he's going to lure me into watching it someday. That's going to be dreadful. But yeah, no, I saw the production.
I sort of want to see the movie just out of curiosity, but I feel like I should wait until it's like available on an airplane or something where I'm like, where it's low stakes.
Desperate. I guess that they have Taylor Swift as a cat or something.
Yep.
They have Taylor Swift as a cat. They have Idris Elba as a cat. They have Jason Derulo as a cat. I hate it all. I hate all of it.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's all so uncanny to look at, and I hate it.
I mean, Taylor Swift is a cat person, but I mean, I don't think that cat and Taylor Swift belong in the same being. I don't think that Taylor Swift is like cat personality. I mean, she's a cat person. She loves cats. Why me? Is her personality isn't quite like a cat. Like, she likes big stuff. Cats like meow, to scratch off people's heads. I'm kidding. They don't. They're sweet. They're angels. I don't know. Just not feeling Taylor Swift as a cat. But I do want to see the movie out of curiosity.
Is there anything that you're excited about coming up, either to read, to watch, to do, to see?
Well, field day is coming up in June, and then the end of school is coming up in June, and camp's coming up in June. So I'm very, 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 very enthused for June. And then I want to read more Langston Hughes because he's my favorite. I just want to read all I can of his. And then I think that, yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah. I also want to try to read more Garfield because I love Garfield and Peanuts.
When I was a kid, I babysat for some younger kids. And we had a Garfield board game that was horrible, but they loved it. So we always had to play it. All I remember is that you could
play the game.
Win by collecting lasagna for Garfield, something like that.
That's funny.
Yep. But I approve of you reading some comic strips.
How old were you when you babysat them?
Probably middle school. I was probably a tween. Anywho, how about you, Fatia? Is there anything that you're excited for coming up?
Very, very, very excited for next month because we're going to go swimming.
Are you a good swimmer?
I never swam in my life before, but I think it's going to be really.
So you're going to learn. That'll be fun. It's a good skill to have. Well, I hope that's fun for you. I'm sure it will be.
Oh, yeah. The first time going in the pool is the best time. Oh, my gosh. It is so much fun. You'll love it.
Well, what am I excited to come for coming up? I am excited for, well, this weekend. If our radio listeners are listening on Sunday, it's too late for this event. But on Saturday, May 7th, there's the Mad Hatter's Day Parade in Hudson, which is always really fun to see. And it steps off from the library at 2:00 and people are welcome to join. They can either bring their own cool wearable art or there'll be some available here that people can wear. And we also have an exhibit opening at the library on Saturday, May 7th. That is about the Albany Hudson Electrical Trail. So there's this bike path now, or bike and walking path, that goes along this old rail trail. And there are signs up along the way that discuss sort of the history of the area along this trail. And we have some of those signage pieces on display. And there's going to be a talk coming up and lots of other fun stuff going on this month at the library. Those are some of the library-related things I'm excited for. I'm also excited for, there's a new Doctor Strange movie coming out that looks really good, although I'm not sure if I'm going to see it right away because it's only in movie theaters. I'm not sure if I want to go. And then next month in June is when the Ms. Marvel series is starting, which I'm very excited about. Those are all comics-related things. And I'm excited to hear back about Fatia's swimming adventures in June.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be exciting. The suspense is killing me. On that note, we're going to wrap it up for today. We hope everyone out there listening had a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Aiko, ande, Giacomo Fino, anane, Giacomo Finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Aiko, aiko, ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale, talking about henna, 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 henna. Aiko, aiko, ande, Giacomo Fino, anane, Giacomo Finale. My flag boy and your flag.